So we started learning yesterday about the inyan of not building a house from stone, and the svara being, or possibly one of the svaras being, that one doesn't want to establish a permanence in Chutz La'aretz. We don't want to do things which indicate that we're here to stay. And therefore, in theory, we should all be living in tents. And he says at the end of the sif, v'shel eitz sofik. Yeah, and I think that the v'shel eitz sofik is part of the nusach of Rabbi Yehuda HaChosid. That he himself had a sofik. He was sure about abayis shel avonim, but he was sofik. The v'shel eitz sofik is within the quotation marks of the quote from Rabbi Yehuda HaChosid.
You're saying building one or living in one?
We're saying building one. Lo yivne odam bayis shel avonim ela yikne. So in other words, if he buys a house of stone, and again we'll also discuss whether or not there's any difference between bricks and stone. But at the moment it says bayis shel avonim. So it says that you can build a ready-made one. You can buy a ready-made one and presumably live there. But v'im bono, don't live there because there are various sakonas. Then it says, and I think that it's not a very long siman, and it's only got seven seifim, and if we learn the seven seifim first and then start explaining it, then gradually the pieces will fall into place. So the second one says, im sosa binyan yoshon, amanos livnos binyan chodosh. If there was a building there previously, yesh loima de'ein bozer kepedo. It could be that that's okay. So in other words, we're talking about only in a situation where it was a virgin site, where nothing had been built on it previously. Then you're not allowed to build this bayis shel avonim. But lo yitzu, there was a bayis shel avonim on the site previously, and it was demolished and rebuilt. Then it seems yesh loima de'ein bozer kepedo. Again, at the moment I'm not explaining anything. I'm just going through the basic rules of the, or the understanding of the Rabbi Yehuda HaChosid, and then we'll look at the Mefoshim afterwards.
What is Avonim? Bricks?
Avonim is stone, right?
Not bricks.
We'll come to bricks. Bricks, that's what I'm saying. It's kedai for us just to finish, because Sif Vov speaks about bricks. So if we go through the Sifim and understand the text, and then we'll discuss it in more detail in order to try to get some depth to it. Now this becomes interesting. Yesh Noagin, and again you'll say to me, what? Can't understand that. Yesh Noagin, some other minig, that if you built a bayis shel avonim, then there is an eitzah, there's a way of making it kosher. How do you do that? Yeah, lekachas tarnagol lezocho, v'tarnagol yaslinakevo, keminyan yimei b'nei habayis. So a person who's got a family of, let's say, husband and wife, and two children, one male, one female, then he will take two male chickens, two roosters, and two female chickens, which are called chickens, I think, yeah, and he'll put them in the house, yeah. He puts the chickens into the house, and he leaves them there overnight, and the next day, and the next day, you shech the chickens l'shem kapora, and that's brought down between l'shem the shas shuvas chasam soifer and the shas shuvas chayim biyad. I don't know who chayim biyad is, but the chasam soifer we have heard of. And so the chasam soifer seems to be taking this seriously and saying that if you built a bayis shel avonim which you weren't supposed to build, and you want to live there, and you don't want to suffer the risks of living in a house of a bayis shel avonim, then one eitzah will be that you take a number of male and female chickens, leave them in the house overnight, shech them the next day. What's this all about? What's the chickens got to do with it? Or why do you shech them, etc.? Again, that will all be explained when we get beyond the when we get beyond the basic halacha. So tomorrow, Bli Eda, we will we'll discuss other eitzahs as to what to do if you built a bayis shel avonim. One was the chickens, remember? Second eight is going to be, can you sell it to a goy? Okay, so that's Bli Eda, we'll discuss tomorrow. And it won't take very long to get through the basic dinim, and then we can discuss in more depth exactly what the svaros behind everything is. There is a svaros to the chickens as well, I promise you.
Started at 308 Northwest London, Monday, Test Zion Teves, 5th of January. Rabbi Rav Chaim Perlman Shlita. Topical theme. This week's Torah was sponsored by family Reuven Weiniger, Lil Nishmas Sorabas Noach Ole Asholem, Ziyatas Kaf Aleph. Teves, Rinishmas, our esteemed founder, Rabbius of Dov Ben, Rabbi Shimon Michal, Tzvi Itzkovitz, Zichrono Livracha.
Good morning. This morning I would like to share with you some Lomdisha Drush from the Parshas Drochim, that's the Mishnah LeMelech. In this week's Sedra, it says, Vayiva Yomim Hohem, Vayigdal Moshe, Vayetse El Ocha, Elechov. Moshe Rabbeinu went out, Vayar Bistiv Loisom, he saw their troubles, their pain, their labor, Vayar Ish Mitzri, Maka Ish Ivri Me'echov. He saw an Ish Mitzri, Maka Ish Ivri, Mish Mitzri, he hit a Jewish person, Vayivven Kovachoi, So Moshe Rabbeinu saw that this mystery struck a blow at an Ish Ivri, and he looked around. He saw that nobody was watching, and then he smote the mystery. So Rashi, quoting from the Medrash, says, "Vayifen kovachoy vayar kien ish." Says Rashi, Ro Moshe Rabbeinu she'ein ish osid lotzeis mimenu. He saw that no good was going to come out in future generations from this ish mitzri, she yiskaya, maybe he'd have a child who would be megaya. Lefichoch yevayaches hamitzri, therefore, says Rashi, he saw no good was going to come out of him, and he smote the mitzri. So the obvious question which is asked by the Meforshim, Mizrahi, others, someone who's mechuy of miso bidei odom, Bezdin, comes to Bezdin, and the Bezdin paskin, he's got to be put to death. Are they allowed to look and see that maybe sometime in the future some good will come from this person? If the din is he has to be put to death, then you can't take that into consideration. Says the Re'eim, Hichon motzinu b'mechuvei miso bidei odom, where do you find such a din? Maybe he'll have, in future generations, he'll produce a leader, whatever he is. Where do you find such a thing? So the... Well, all right, Moshe had a din of a bezin, I suppose. So the answer which the Meforshim give, there's a difference when a person is mechuy of miso b'dei odom, or is mechuy of miso b'dei shomayim. And they quote the Rambam in Hilchos Melachim, the Rambam says, Kusi shehiko es Yisroel, afilu choval boy, if a kusi strikes a ben Yisroel, he causes him a wound, afal pi shehu chayev miso, although he is chayev, the death penalty, eino nereg. It's not one of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, apparently. And even though it's Chayav Mitzvah, Ein Anerik, and the Meforshim Milei, look at the Kesef of Mishnah, the Nosei Kelim, the Radvaz, they all say, he's Chayav Mitzvah B'dei Shemayim, but not Ayidei Bezdin. Difficult to understand why that should be, but that's how the Meforshim explain the Rambam. It's Chayav Mitzvah B'dei Shemayim. So say the Meforshim that when it comes to Mitzvah B'dei Shemayim, then you're entitled to look and at Alpi Nevuah, Ruach HaKodesh, whatever it was, you can see some good will come out later. Then you can say, Misa, because he's Chayav Misa B'dei Shemayim, then Moshe Rabbeinu was entitled to say, would have been entitled to consider not to put him to death. However, when it comes to Misa B'dei Odom, then of course there's no, Bezdin have no leeway on that. That's the teretz given in the Meforshim to answer this question. Says the Mishnah LeMelech, Parshas Drochim, he asks the following question. The Gemara in Bava Kama, Lamed Ches, when it came to the Yidden were coming out on the journey through the Midbar, they were told, Vayomah Hashem Elai, Al Toksais Moav, Ve'al Tisko Bo Milchomo. You're not allowed to engage in battle with Moav, though Moav was coming to fight Am Yisrael, not allowed, don't engage with them in battle. So the Gemara asks, Why would Moshe, without getting the Rishus, why would Moshe want to attack them anyway? Moshe made a Kalvachomer. Kalvachomer b'yatzma v'oma. Uma midyonim shlebo elo Lazar es mov. If the Midianites, they were not directly in conflict with Am Yisrael, but they came to help the Moabites fight Am Yisrael. So Mamid Yonim Shlebo Elo Lazar es Mov, Omra Torah, the Torah says, Sorores Amid Yonim Vekisem Osom, they're told to attack the Midianites and defeat them in battle. Moavi Matsumov Lo Korshkein, isn't it a Kalvachoma that they should fight against the Moabites? No, Malia Kodesh Baruch Hu, Loi Kesha also Adatcho, also Adati. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I have a different cheshbon here. Shnei Predos Tovus, in the famous Gemara, the two Predos Tovus, Sheshli Lahotzi Mehen, two birds ultimately will come out from these, from the Moab. Rusa Moavio Venamo Harmonis, and that's the Malchus Beis David. Ultimately, the Malchus Beis David will come from Moab, and therefore, you're not entitled to battle with them. So again, the Meforshim asked, surely Moshe was correct that from here, the din of the Midian, we learn how bo lahargai chashkem lahargai. That's the Gemara says, that's one of the sources for bo lahargai, someone who's coming to kill you, you get in first. Shenem atzururas ha-Midyonim, fight the Midyonim. So Moshe Lechera was correct. Here was a din of Miso B'dei Odom. And so what was the... Nonetheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu intervened, as it were, even though they were Chayiv Miso B'dei Odom, says the Mishnah Melech, nonetheless, although they were Chayiv Miso B'dei Odom, look at the Osed, what may come out from them, and that would save Klal Yisroel. Because of the Malchus Beis David. And here's the connection with the Haftarah of Parshas Vayechi. If in the end of the last week's Haftarah, you get the Melech David, he gives his last will to Shlomo HaMelech, and the background to that, one of the stories behind it, is the case of Shimi ben Gera. It says in the end of in Shmuel, David is on running away from Avshalom in battle, and someone from the Mishpachas Beishol, Shmo Shimi ben Gera, Yotze Yotze Mekalel. Shimi ben Gera, David was down and out, if you like. He's running away, leaving Yerushalayim because of the civil war. Avshalom is threatening his whole Malchus. And he's leaving Yerushalayim and must be in very, his spirits are not very high. And out comes Shimi ben Gera and curses him, the Gemara says, a klolonim retzes. So Avishai ben Tsruya was the commander of David, says, Vayoma Avishai ben Tsruya al HaMelech, Lomo yekalil hakelev hameis hazeh. Why should you put up with this low-life Shimi ben Gera, who was one of, as I'll say, was a god lador, but nonetheless, anyway, the Pashas Apostle, Lomi Yekalil HaKelev HaMeis HaZeh El Adoni HaMelech, Ebro Novo Siras Reishe, let me go and let me kill him. He's a Murid B'Malchus. Vayoma HaMelech, the king said, Mali V'Ochem B'nei Tzruyo, now is not the time. Hanichu Li, let him be. V'Yekalil, let him curse. Ki omalo Hashem, it's al pi Hashem, and this klolo which Shimi ben Gera is going to give David will be a tikkun, if you like, for him. Ula yira Hashem be'enai, ve'ishiv Hashem li tovo tachas kilolosei. So David said, "Let him be. Don't attack Shimi ben Gera." The story continues later when now David defeats Avshalom. Now David's coming back to Yerushalayim. In all his glories, now his kingdom has been restored. And then Shimi ben Gero has to eat humble pie, and he comes to David and asks Mechila. He's trying to say, he's desperate to save his life. Shimi ben Gero nofal lifnei amelech be'ovro bayarden. Shimi ben Gero falls in front of David. Bayomel amelech al yachshov li adoni oven valtiske isa sheheva avdecho. Don't take to heart what I did. He's doing teshuva. Don't take it to heart. He says, I've sinned. And he's trying to save his life. Again, Avisha ben Tsruya Vayan, Avisha ben Tsruya Vayoma. Hatacha Zoisla Yuma Shimi. You're not going to kill Shimi. He's a murdered by Malchus. Ki kilel es Mashiach Hashem. He cursed the Mashiach Hashem. You've got to kill him. And Avishai was ready to take the sword and cut off his head. And again, David says, "Vayomer David ma li velochem b'nei Tzruya, ki siu li hayom l'soton." And that needs an explanation. We'll see in a moment what that means. And David says, "What do I need you, Ben Tzruya? Ki siu li hayom l'soton. You'll be a provocateur for us, for me. Hayom yumas ish be Yisrael. Should today." You must ish be Israel, and ish should die be Israel. Kalo yodati kayomani melech al Yisrael. Now I'm a king in Israel. Should I kill an ish be Israel? And then we get to the Haftarah of Parshas Vayechi. David's on his deathbed, and he calls Shlomo, his son, and he tells Shlomo how to deal with various people who have disturbed him, and one of them, of course, is Shimi ben Gero. Vinei imcho Shimi ben Gero ben hayemini mi bachurim, v'hu kilelani klolon imretzes. All of a sudden, David wakes up and says, he's on his deathbed, now's the time to kill off Shimi ben Gero. He cursed me klolon imretzes when I was down and out and I was running away from Yerushalayim, and what did Shimi do? He cursed me. Klolon imretzes, v'yom lechti machanoyim, v'hu yorad likrosi ha-yardein. V'ato, now, al tenakeyu, ki ish chochom ato. Don't kill him off now. V'yodato isa shetasolei. You work out for yourself what you should do to him. V'radato esevosei bedom she'oil. But ultimately, you should wipe out Shimi ben Gero. The obvious question is, why did David? Initially, David says, "No, he's doing me a good turn. The fact that he's cursing me, it's good for my neshama, and it's helping me. I don't want you to kill off Shimi ben Gero." But the end comes when he's on his deathbed. He says, "Now is the time to kill Shimi ben Gero." Why is now the time to kill Shimi ben Gero? Why didn't he kill him off in the beginning? And that's the obvious question. Why did he wait so long? Clearly, he was a murid b'malchus. Shimi ben Gero may well have had, well have held, since David was on the run, he was not a murid b'malchus. He wasn't a melech. And that may have been the discussion between Shimi ben Gero and Avishai. Avishai held that David was a melech, even if he was on the run, whereas Shimi may have held that David had lost the malchus, and therefore he wasn't a murid b'malchus. Be that as it may, but why did David not immediately allow Avishai ben Tsruya to kill Shimi ben Gero? After all, he was he cursed the king and undermined his malchus. And David himself seems to hold with that, because when on his deathbed he commands Shlomo and he says, "Yes, he cursed me, kilalani klolonim retzes, and therefore he's deserving of being put to death." So why is it that only now David sees fit that Shlomo HaMelech should deal with it? The Gemara says in Megillah, Maseches Megillah, Ish Yehudi hoya b'shushan abiro, u'shmoi b'Odechai ben Yoyer ben Shimi ben Kish Ish Yemini. Mordechai was a descendant of this Shimi ben Gero. Gemara discusses, was he indeed Ish Yemini from Binyamin, or was he an Ish Yehudi? Was he from the tribe of Yehuda? And different interpretations given, and the one of the Midrashim and brought a Megillah, the tribe of Binyamin and Yehuda were Misgaras Zubazu, they were fighting with each other. Mishpachas Yehuda Oimeres are no gorim to Misyalid Mordechai. I'm the one that caused Yehuda Mordechai to be alive now. How's that? In other words, Shimi ben Gera was not a descendant of Yehuda, according to this interpretation. He was attacked from Binyamin. He was from Shaul, from the tribe of Binyamin. So why does he call it Ish Yehudi? So one of the explanations is, in the Gemara, Ano gorim de mishyal de lo katle David de Shimi ben Gera. David didn't kill Shimi ben Gera. The fact that David didn't kill Shimi ben Gera, that enabled a descendant of Shimi ben Gera to be born, who is Mordechai. He's the Ish that's referred to in the Pasuk. Hayom yumas ish mi Yisrael. Ki siyuli hayom lesotan. Hayom yumas ish bi Yisrael. Shalan ish. And the Gemara connects that ish to the ish Yehudi referring to Mordechai. So therefore, the Yehuda claimed, even though he wasn't really a descendant of Yehuda, but because the Melech from Yehuda, that is David HaMelech, didn't kill Shimi ben Gera, and as a result of which Shimi ben Gera lived that bit longer, and he had a child after the whole Maisa, he had a child, and before, and only after that would Shlomo HaMelech kill him. That allowed, as it were, the Ish Yehudi of Mordechai to become the leader of Klal Yisrael. So David saw Leosid that out of this Shimi ben Gera there would be a future descendant, and this descendant would be an Ish Yehudi who would save Klal Yisrael, Mordechai. So that's the story here. So so David HaMelech, he looked Leosid. So the problem was, surely this Avisha ben Tzruya held Mitzat HaDin, he's Mechayiv Miso B'dei Odom. Miso B'dei Odom, we have said, you don't look into the future. But David HaMelech says like this, it's true, and Miso B'dei, this is a Lomda Shadrush from the Mishnah HaMelech. David HaMelech looked and said, absolutely true. Someone is a married by Malchus, is Chayev Miso. If he's Chayev Miso, then you don't look at Masha Osid Las as what will be in the future. You're not entitled. In the same way that started off, Moshe Rabbeinu looked to see whether there'll be anything in the future. Moshe Rabbeinu said, well, so he saw that there was nothing going to come out of him in the future. Because it was a Miso B'dei Shemayim, as the Rambam says, Kusi Shehikos Yisrael, is Chayev Miso B'dei Shemayim, Moshe Rabbeinu allowed himself to kill the Mitzri because there was nothing, no Zera that was going to come out of him. David looked when he was a case of Miso B'dei Odom. So Avisha ben Tzruya Mitzad Adin was correct because Chayiv Miso B'dei Odom is a Moreh B'Malchus. But David said, my whole existence came about that was Lifnim Meshuras Adin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided because of the Shtei Predos that were going to come out from Moav, that in spite of the fact that Moav, Am Yisrael had every entitlement, Mitzad Miso B'dei Odom, had to wipe out Moav, nonetheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided, because of the Malchus-based David, we're going to restrain and we're going to hold back from fighting against Moav, because of the Malchus-based David. So David says, Hayom kisiya li hayom le soton. This will be a soton to me. My whole existence of being a melech of Yisrael, ki hayom ani melech al Yisrael. Today I'm a king over Yisrael, precisely because I looked at what will be leosid, and since my whole being is on account of the fact, even in spite of the fact that it was a miso b'dei Odom, and nonetheless Hashem overruled Moshe Rabbeinu and allowed and restrained Am Yisrael from fighting against Moab because of the Shtei Peredes, which are Osid to become, which is the Malchus based David. How could David himself kill off Shimi ben Gera when he was Osid Hayom Yumas Ishbi Yisrael? He would save the Ishbi Yisrael Mordechai HaYehudi and save Mordechai HaYehudi. So David looked Beruach HaKodesh and he had a precedent for this. And that's why David HaMelech, since the whole Malchus based David was built on this premise that even if it's Miso B'dei Odom, if someone is ossed to come out of it, although Miso B'dei Odom, you don't take, Bezdin's not allowed to take that into account, David, because his whole existence depended on this because of the Shtei Praters, therefore David felt justified in waiting before he before killing off Shimei ben Gera. However, now that he was on his deathbed and whatever Zerah was going to be from Shimei ben Gera had already transpired, he felt no, he commanded Shlomo HaMelech, you deal with it in your way. I couldn't deal with it because that was the Malchus Beis David. You, however, Shlomo, you can deal with it in your own way and you can wipe out Shimei ben Gera, and Kachava, Shlomo HaMelech dealt with it with his chokhmah. No, I don't deal with it that.
Could you say that Shmuel Ben Gera wasn't actually attacking Malchus, he was supporting a new Malchus? Maybe he thought the old Malchus was finished, and he'll be having a new Malchus.
Attack on Dovid.
That was fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.